It was so nice, you know, getting to stay back with Kappa and Gary and the kiddos, Hatch and Vix and everyone. Just being out of that town. It's very creepy and I did not like it all the kiddos screaming. I don't know what's going on there, but I sure hope that Buka and Valdine can fix whatever's wrong and put the kids at peace. Seems like this has been here a long time, and I don't even understand, you know, what was going on, and the people I saw, and this coin in my pocket, and I don't know what it all means. I don't know if it means anything for what we're trying to do with our blood oath and everything, but I suppose, you know, doing the best we can to help others out along the way is the right choice to make. I'm just not sure that it's something I can do. Yeah, I'll stay here. I'll stay here like I did before, behind with the others, and help pack up the camp and get ready for our next leg of the journey to Elsprin. That's going to be a pretty big deal, I think. I'm not sure what to expect, but hopefully everyone's friendly. Everyone's like Kappa. That might get us the help we need to get to Baba Yaga's hut in White Throne. And the whole thing is just kind of scary to think about. There's so much going on. I hope I'm doing the right thing here. Don't we all?
I think Boca is still asking himself that a little bit.
What?
Am I doing the right thing? Am I helping these people?
Why did I join these people? That's what Boca's asking.
I took a blood oath. Is that okay?
It was an accident. Look, it all happened very fast.
Oh man!
I just kind of rubbed in. I don't know what blood oath.
Is that what Vasilisa meant by turning me into a Hukava? Accepting the blood oath. Have I damned my soul?
Oh. I don't think he's that worried.
No, yet, probably not.
Don't let him get inside your head. Don't let him get inside your head.
But I'm sure now that you're in this town of the undead or whatever is going on here.
We're going to be fine.
These people just need love.
We're going to just hug all the ghosts.
Yes. Give them lots of love.
Yeah,
I'm going to love them so hard they will not survive.
you guys had a wonderful time last session trying to figure out some books at the witch's hut. You found a goblet. You found a weird ice mirror, and behind that, after melting it, you found a cool mural of Desna. This was inside the old cathedral. That, of course, was after you guys killed the Hukuvas. And yay, things happen. You guys went back out. You spent the night. You woke up, and Bulka and Valdine left to go consecrate the church. Now, before that happens, Elizabeth, Vasilisa, you guys brought up a good point that, yeah, Bulka kind of might have something going on since the Hukuva fight. Because meta-wise, we know...
Yeah, Vasilisa knows, too.
Vasilisa knows.
That Hukuvas carry filth fever.
Yep.
Mm. And she saw them slash Bulka and Valdine.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't had a chance to ask them, yo, do you feel feverish? But she planned ahead and prepared a couple castings of remove disease just in case. So before Valdine and Bulka would head off to do their ghost busting, Vasilisa would check and say, I do have the ability. Do either of you feel feverish or otherwise unwell today?
I'm fit as a fiddle, feeling fine.
You don't think that... I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but Hukuvas do carry filth fever. So, you know, they touched you in a not good way. So, are you diseased is my question.
No.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, then.
I don't know. Do I know?
Well,
How do I feel?
You feel fine.
Okay,
things
I'm fine.
Feel fine.
Can Vasilisa do a knowledge check to see if with filth fever they might be carrying it, but just not know?
Absolutely.
Because she might just cast remove disease on them anyway to be safe, if otherwise. I rolled, but I don't know what knowledge check I'm rolling for, or if I have it, now that I think about it.
I think it would be a knowledge nature or knowledge religion.
Well, knowledge nature, I have a total of 17.
Yes, I think you are able to know that sometimes you can feel fine until you do not feel fine. Like, diseases have onset times.
It's possible it's in either one of us.
So Vasilisa is going to say, look, just in case, I prepared it today anyway. I'm going to cast Remove Disease on each of you, just to feel better.
And what does Remove Disease do?
Remove Disease can cure all diseases from which the subject is suffering, but you have to pass a caster level check against the DC of each disease affecting the target. The spell also kills some hazards and parasites, including green slime and others. So if you got a tapeworm in your tummy, I'm helping you out.
Nice.
I'm just saying, you look awful slender, Bulka.
I think as Vasilisa goes to cast this, I'm going to lunge at her and bite her.
Okay. Nice. I like it. I have the DC pulled up here. I mean, the theoretical DC of maybe if roll for it.
If anyone did have it.
Who are you doing first?
All right. I will do Valdine and then Bulka, I guess.
Okay. Give me
so
two rolls.
Valdine... that's a total of 10.
Cool. Wow.
And Bulka is a total of 6.
Oh, no.
Cool. Okay.
Good job, Vasilisa. But, worth the spell slot.
But we all feel the same, so it's like, okay, good. I think.
Good precaution.
Yes, I think you got it.
Okay, good enough. Tell me if you feel sick later, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
so
we'll
before Bulka and Valdine head out, do you guys have any kind of plan? Are you like, hey, it should only be this long if we don't come back in this amount of time? Or is it just kind of like, hey, we're going to go do this real quick. See you soon.
Oh, it should be very fast.
Like less than an hour. Yeah.
Oh, yes. No, it's right up the hill, right? It's just like a mile or two.
Yeah, we're just going to go.
You guys
up
aren't
and
terribly
back.
Far outside of town.
Yes. No, we should be right back. We need to go do this one. There's one haunt that needs to be freed and then we will come back.
Okay. Amanda, Elizabeth, you guys want to hang out here with us while we do some Valdine Bulka time? Or you guys want to go, like, smoke a shit ton of crack out back?
Oh, whew. If you were going to say weed, I was going to be like, are you trying to kill me?
No,
I'm allergic to
you guys
that.
You guys want to take a bunch of speedball?
You sound like a narcotics police officer's first day on the job.
Right? Hello, fellow kids.
Hello. Yeah. Cool. Have fun.
See you later.
Well, we're not the suckers. Wait, what? What do we do?
We're the awesome ones.
You have to do a hack.
We're going to say to free the children's souls. That's not. Well, now I don't even want to do it.
Welcome to Testosterone, the podcast.
Cool. So you guys, you step through the archways again, and you feel the hook go a little bit deeper, and you get ripped through. And as you come through. To the other side.
We don't want the other side.
At least wanted to do it by our choice. We wanted to be in control.
We wanted
not
this
be, like,
side.
Forced. Yeah. I wanted to do it on this side.
That's the whole.
We're screwed now.
You guys rip through reality back onto this other area, and it feels a little bit colder today.
Uh-oh.
Definitely more like a fall kind of chill. Like you're in the probably like. 60s.
Supposed to be the summer festival.
It's supposed to be the summer festival.
Uh-oh.
And looking around, you guys don't see the table set up. You don't see the banners. And there's definitely no joy in the air. Instead, what you see are people packing up carts and horses, pack animals. You see a lot of people with like backpacks and they have all of their traveling gear, bedrolls, tents, that kind of stuff, all packed upon them. And there's a lot of people just kind of crying and it's very solemn.
This is not how I remember this place. What? Also, what happened? We could have.
Well, this is only my second time here. Is this what it was like last time with you?
Look at everybody. Look how they're acting. It's not a. It was a summer festival. They were having a party.
So they were happier before, you were saying?
Well, not just happier. I mean, look at the mood. This place is gray. It's colder. Like, looks like time has shifted. It's a different time from what we were here before.
Now, the only time I was here before was at night anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I could kind of see the stuff was set up.
Yeah,
but it was nighttime.
It was nighttime. It was kind of dark. But yeah, you still saw the tables and people were still setting stuff up. But all of that is gone now.
Last night they were preparing, and today they are just...
It's not the same.
Canceled?
It's not the same day, I don't think. Something's different. But let's get this done. Let's try to get out of this thing. What do we need to do to... See, what did Vasilisa do last time? Close your eyes and concentrate, and you can... So Valdine's going to attempt to, like, not be in the...
Okay.
...the area again. He's concentrating, closing his eyes.
You try to do that, and you just feel this hook inside of you. And whereas before, when you would try to shift, you would kind of feel that weight lift a little bit. But this time, that hook is pulling you straight down. Your feet are planted. You don't feel that hook budge at all.
I really have a bad feeling about this. We used to be able to just kind of think about it and like put your mind to it to get out of here.
Yes, like willpower.
Yes, that's the word.
Well, let's as long as we are here, let's go to where the children's souls would be and just see what we can.
Okay, I'll follow your lead and watch your back. Let's go.
So I head up to the area behind the temple where the graveyard was.
Okay.
Yesterday.
So you guys start heading up that path, and as you're moving, you see a family going up as well.
Same direction as us?
Same direction, yeah. They're heading up the stairs. They're moving a little bit slower. They have two little ones with them. One of them is probably about 4 or 5, and so they're kind of walking along next to him. And the other one is much younger. We're talking about, like, maybe 2. Very toddler. And so they're going a bit slower than you guys. And as you guys pass them with your full-grown adult legs, you hear them kind of talking to each other.
Oh, honey, it is fine. We will be back soon. You're going to stay at the temple. You're going to have a wonderful... It is like a wonderful sleepover. And the mom and dad, we're going out with everybody else, okay? We'll be back. We'll be back in a couple of days for everyone.
Are you sure, Mom?
Yes, yes, dear. I am sure. Now, it is up to you. You got to keep your little sister safe, okay?
Uh-huh.
Bulka still feels this strong urge to try and, like, change the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So he hears something like that. Excuse me, what are you leaving? What are you going to that you are leaving your children behind?
Oh, hello there. You must be travelers.
Oh, yes. You will not know.
Yes. Well, all of the news from the border has been very dreadful, as I'm sure you know. So we're all kind of going out to find someplace safer for our families. We figure spreading out and everyone kind of going in squads to find a better, safer location.
That is very wise.
And then we will come back here in a couple of days. I believe it is a week, and we'll see who has found what and decide where to go from there. But in the meantime, our wonderful children and some of the more elderly who cannot travel as well, the priests have agreed to watch everyone and make sure they stay safe while everyone else is away. Where are you all heading, if you don't mind me asking? Do you have somewhere safer to go?
Oh yes. No, we absolutely are taken care of. I am a cleric of Bulka. And
oh.
Do you know Bulka?
No.
Do you know Torag?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's like Torag. It's,
okay.
It's Torag's daughter. She is so good.
Wait, are you here to help take care of the children, then? Did the Disney?
Yes, that is exactly. Believe it or not,
they
that called
is exactly
you.
That is wonderful.
Here.
I'm glad. Thank you so much.
But here's the thing.
Let this be with you.
In a way, it actually I came to tell you is probably better. You just keep your children with you when you go.
We don't have that kind of resources, and we have to move very quickly. The faster we cover ground, the more likely we are to find a place that is safe.
Oh, yes, no, absolutely. Very quickly. But you should take the children with you. That way, when you do find a safe place, they will already be there. If they live there, they would be home by now.
I appreciate your ideas, but we all already voted on it at the meeting last night. And it is best if the town holds true to the plan.
What if I told you?
Careful, Bulka.
But I think, they do not deserve to know.
I don't think it works like that, my friend. I understand, but And I'm saying this kind of slowly, quietly under my breath. I'm trying.
What language? I mean, are you doing it in like Taldane or something? Because they wouldn't even.
Oh, sure. I could actually just say it in Taldane. You would know that, right? And just kind of nudge you. Like,
what have we been speaking this whole time? Is it like a regular Scald, or is it like a different type of Scald? Is it like an older?
It's illusionary Scald. Happens in illusions only.
So it's like if we speak English now, they're speaking Shakespearean.
Nice. English. Okay.
Gotcha. You don't think I should? They deserve to know the truth.
Give them your best blessing and wish them on their way.
Oh, my best blessing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's so messed up.
I know. But
just
like,
to tell them, okay, but your children aren't going to be safe here. Like, that doesn't make things better.
You try, but you...
I mean, if you want to roll diplomacy to convince them, I'll let you.
Picture taking two little kids like on a fast horse, though, like trying and riding at full speed all day. This is just not going to happen. They can't. Like,
no, they're dead either way. I'm sure they're dead.
Like basically,
I cannot save them, but I just want them to have a different fate, I guess. He's going to have to just suck it up, I think.
Okay.
Even if he convinces this one family, like they would then have to go back and convince everyone else, hey, don't leave your kids here, and have your kids die on the road instead. It's like. Oh, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I'll just go into the future and set their souls free later. Ugh, it's just not a good solution. There is no good solution.
There is nothing good about this.
What can I say? Shit. It's fine. There's nothing to say. I was going to say something like, you know, make sure that you say goodbye really hard to your kids before you leave, but like that just makes it worse too. There's no way to make this better. I am washing my hands. Yes, Bolka, bless you. Blessed be. May love always surround your heart for as long as you may live.
Yep. Okay.
Valdine puts his hand on your shoulder. It's like, come on, Bolka, let's go. Let's go pay our respects to those that have passed. And he's like indicating we should go toward the.
Yes, the graves.
Yeah.
Ugh, that was rough though. But we head up to the graveyard.
Okay. You guys head up to the graveyard. Welcome to the graveyard. This is a graveyard. It looks like the same graveyard.
Bolka, you mentioned there was something up here. Is it the same as what you saw before, or is it still?
Well, I mean, it's very different from how it looks on, you know, like. Other side.
Right. I guess the bad thing hasn't happened yet, so there's nothing here that we can do.
But this is the first time I'm seeing it from this flip side, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do I notice different?
I mean, the grass is green. The graveyard doesn't have a bunch of shrubbery in it. It's very well kept. There's a couple tombstones about. But for the most part, it's just a very cleaned up version of what you saw originally. Save for now, there's a bunch of children. And some of them are crying, others are like playing together, and you see the two priests kind of milling about, keeping an eye on everybody.
Uh-oh, do they see us?
Yeah.
They're playing in the graveyard?
Like in the graveyard in front of the...
Oh, it's just a grassy area.
And their culture, it's fine.
Okay,
so the clerics see us and don't react?
I mean, they wave at you.
Oh, perhaps all has been forgiven?
They wave hello. Or? They seem very busy keeping track of a bunch of kiddos.
Bolka, I'm out of my depth here. I don't know what we should be doing. I was thinking we'd be back on the other side of this, not this side of it. What do we do?
If we can convince the clerics of what is true and what their fate is to be, perhaps they will not stay and watch their children. Perhaps we can convince the clerics to go with as well and can get everyone out of here.
So we saw the clerics in the future. We know what happened to them. Did it happen to them and then everyone died because of what happened to them, or are they the source of the problem?
My best guess is that they must have helped facilitate in some way. They must have been a conduit for making this happen.
You mentioned creatures. What was...
I do not know exactly what kind of creatures. They were just like big, scary children were screaming.
Doesn't sound like the priests themselves are the ones that killed them then.
And I need you to go ahead and give me will saves.
Are you sure?
Yes, because as you approach, you start to once again hear the screams of children and these monstrous noises.
Okay, I'm going to use one more harrowing boost. This is from the publican card. It's a 15 before all my weird adjustments.
Valdine
rolled well, and he got a 21.
Volka, go over your weird adjustments one more time. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Want to double check?
Yes, yes. I get a -2 if it's illusion, -2 if it's fey, +2 if it's evil.
Okay, none of those.
Okay.
But you do indeed fail.
Yeah, I figured.
And I think, Valdine, you see this too. But things kind of blip for a moment, and everyone seems fine. But you start to see these visions of children screaming and running. And you do see these large creatures kind of stomping about, but you can see them more clearly now. And whether this is because you are in this other place, because you only saw them before from the Marshall Plane, mm-hmm. or something else.
I'm really trying to see them.
Or you're really trying to see them. You're focusing in on it. And you see them all running around. You hear them screaming. It's so loud. But you're able to pretty clearly see these large creatures. There's two of them. Stomping about, and they're holding these bags open. And Bulka, unfortunately, you failed. You are going to have a -2 on attack rolls, saving throws, ability checks, skill checks, and damage rolls.
Ooh, and damage.
Yeah. The spell that just got basically cast on you is Crushing Despair.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, that's bad.
Because you are just completely overcome with just the travesty of what you see before
and
you.
Now I feel crushing despair.
But you guys are able to see these large creatures very clearly. The only thing about them is that they're semi-transparent now. So if you would like to roll to identify them, it would be a knowledge natural check.
Nature, really?
I would also take Arcana.
See that I got. 23.
These are ice trolls.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Ice trolls with bags, I'm assuming, for stuffing children into.
You would be correct, because you do see one of them scoop a child up and stuffs it into the bag.
But it's kind of translucent. It's like it's happening through some sort of planar screen.
Yep.
This is so weird, because we just talked to like a family that was like, oh yeah, we're leaving. So what we're seeing now with the monsters running around is not happening now either.
No one else seems to be reacting to it.
Yeah.
You two seem to be the only ones who are watching it.
And I'm feeling crushing despair.
You look like you're pretty upset, Boca. You doing all right?
This is horrible what happened here.
It is horrible, but can you do your plan of holiness to cleanse the area here, even though we're...
I don't know. This is not the right time. Like, there is no spirit to free yet.
Well, you're seeing all this around us. That these creatures that are running by. You saw that, right?
Yes, but is this now?
I don't know if it really matters. We may have to just try something. Unless you got a better idea.
He's gonna walk over to the two priests.
Valdine follows.
Oh, hello there, good sir. How may we help you today? We are a bit busy right now with everything, but...
Yes, that is much...
Welcome, traveler.
He's going to produce the holy symbol of Desna that he got from the corpse's corpse.
Does this... Oh, are you a fellow worshiper of Desna?
No, I am not. I am a cleric, but not of Desna. Does this belong to one of you here?
I do not believe so. I have not lost our holy symbol as far as I know. I can we can check with my counterpart here.
Yes, please inspect very carefully. Yes, I think this might be one of yours. Do we go get the other guy?
Yeah, he walks over and he talks to the other guy and he brings him over.
I hear you have another symbol that you said. I have mine.
Does it look exactly like this?
I mean, they all look pretty similar, if you ask me. Is this something you are looking to just sell?
Did you carve your girlfriend's initials into the back? Is there something?
No, no, of course not. Why would I deface a wonderful holy symbol in such a way?
This one belongs to one of you.
But we both have ours.
Yes, that is the one from now. This is from the future.
Careful. Okay. Valdine nudges him.
Interesting.
Look, I am not crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but you believe in Desna and travel.
We are happy to take one this from you. How much would you like for it?
It belongs to you. Oh, I wanted to tell you. I don't remember which of your bodies I took this off of, but it belongs to one of you. Like I said, we are from the future.
Right.
Is the right like a sarcastic?
Yes, of course you did. If there's anything we can do for you, please let us know. But we are a bit busy.
You are busy.
Do not stand on that. No, that is the ancient relic. And one of them runs off to attend to a child.
Okay, so I still have one of them.
You still have one of them. Yeah.
I have been sent. I have been sent from Desna to warn you.
Oh.
That probably requires a bluff check.
Yeah, it does. You are correct, sir.
I would aid you if it would help, but it won't, so.
20 adjusted.
Okay.
Wow.
You have?
Yes.
Okay.
I need to warn you about what... Here, take this.
Thank you.
I have come back to warn you that something horrible happens at this location, and we must get everyone out, especially the children and even you. I'm sorry, we must abandon this location.
Anything for the goddess? Yes, where does she want us to go? Please, we are all talking about trying to find a new place. If you were sent by the traveler, she must know of the place. Where are we going? Where does she want us to head?
South. You all must go south.
South? You want us to head south?
Well, Baba Yaga and the winter is coming from the north.
What's south of here that they're not having?
It's the Dragon Sea or something. They're going to die no matter where they go. I don't even know what I'm bothering to do here.
Well, we're trying to do something to clear up this lingering haunt.
Like, maybe if they just die on the road, at least they won't be tortured for eternity. At least they won't be cursed, you know? Like, if they stay here, they're going to be cursed for 1,000 years.
Well, haunts are occurring in a place where a great bad thing has happened or incredible violence or some accumulation of an issue.
South, that does make sense. Anywhere in particular? Just south?
Just go south. The things coming from the north are just so evil that we should not. I have come from the future to warn you. We should not leave the children here.
Oh, you had a premonition.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go and talk to my partner over there, and we will. We can call a town meeting. We will all head south. Yes, that is what we can do. Thank you. Thank you.
So you watch as this other priest goes over and he talks to his friend and they both like nod and look over at you. And they one of them scurries off and you see him start to move very quickly down the hill towards the center of town.
What does Valdine think? Does he think that this is right?
He is so... outside of his element, Valdina is just very much like, okay, well, if Vasilisa is not here, I gotta trust what Bolka is saying about what's going on.
Well, I am not an expert.
Well, you're the closest expert I got.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, Bolka, do you think that? I mean, how do you feel? I still feel like I'm stuck here. I can't.
I do as well, but if this effect takes place and perhaps they take the children, maybe when we do return, maybe.
How long do we wait here to find out? I mean,
not long if we can help it. I
guess we could try to leave, go back to the camp by going back through the gate, because we have that option.
You feel the effects of crushing despair wear off. You feel better.
I don't even know why I talked to them. That was not like me. I would normally never do that.
Yeah, you seem pretty taken by the situation. I know this is... It's weighing heavy on
you. I mean,
you
just hear the children.
I know that the scream is terrible. Blood curdling.
Yes, we could try and leave, try walk out to the archway and see.
That's one way to try to test if we can even do that.
If we are stuck here, though, I feel like maybe we should help.
What? Okay.
But let's try first and see.
All right.
Can we walk out of town toward the north, towards our camp?
And
see if we walk out. If we walk out of the town, what happens?
Okay, cool. So you guys try to head off that way. All the while, you hear the priest like yelling and kind of proselytizing to everybody that they've received word from an omen from Desna that everyone needs to move south. Everyone needs to go south, and the goddess has given them directions that everyone should move south. And they seem to be making a really good case for it, and everyone seems to kind of be falling in line, and you see people start to go and get their children from the top, and everyone's just, they're organizing a big caravan to head south now.
This is like the Gary thing. Like, I'm trying what I think is right, but they're going to get all their fingers chopped off.
Better if it's not in this town, maybe. I don't know.
Good. I'm glad it sounds like it's going well and they're convincing them. Like, this is a horrible thing. The story that Vasilisa told is a horrible story. And so, like, if we can prevent that,
yeah,
neat. But we're going to head towards the northern border of town,
okay,
and see if,
cool,
do we feel, is there, can we walk freely away? Can we walk out of town?
Yeah, you guys leave town. You blip back into the Marshall Plain.
Oh.
There you are, standing in the snow.
Did it work?
I don't know. How do we test it?
I mean, we would have to go back into town and look at... Is two possibilities. Like, one, yes, everything is okay now and there's nothing to consecrate. Or two, is all illusion. Like, Vasilisa seems to think is all illusion and no good can happen.
Yeah, she seems to think that you can treat them however she likes. That doesn't sit right with me. You seem to have... You care about what's going on.
There is at least a chance that they are real, that we are, like, doing some sort of travel. I know it's illusion magic, but possibly strong, powerful illusion magic that could make us actually affect things. I do not know. It's beyond my pay grade.
You're telling me.
I suppose we should get the others' input before going back. I feel like next step is going back in, but it could be bad. Let us...
I don't know.
Should we head to the camp and see? I know they will be in a hurry to leave as well.
Do you hear anything? We hear the...
good question.
Because we were hearing the scream, and I don't hear it right now.
No, you don't hear it right now.
You know what? Perhaps you can go to camp and let everyone know what I'm doing. I'm just going to...
You want to go? I don't want you to go alone, Boca.
You can watch me. Watch me go through into town. If I do not disappear, I am fine. I will take care of it, and I'll be right behind you.
Okay. If you think so. All right.
Okay, you watch me. I'm going to try and walk back into town.
Roll a will save.
And hope that it doesn't... Do I have any more boosts from those
cards? Do you use, like, do you have any snowflakes?
Nope, just negatives now.
Do you have snowflake or something?
I do have one snowflake. No, I'm going to save the snowflake, and I'm just going to roll well.
Okay.
24 before mods, before the weird stuff.
Really?
Ooh.
It's the one save Vasilisa didn't nerf.
You walk through the gates.
Oh.
You're still there.
I get far
you
enough
feel
in that I feel
a really strong tug. Stronger than the last one.
Okay.
So you almost feel like you could sink through the ground at any moment.
It's not like before where if I think about it, I could go. It's like if I stop thinking about it, I'm going to go. Flavor-wise.
Yeah, flavor-wise, yes.
Not
it's a flavor pull. Like,
it's a flavor pull. Yeah, you can, if you stop thinking about it, you will go. I like that.
Yeah, okay. So I'll get in far enough that I feel like, okay, I think I'm going to be okay. And then I'll wave back at Valdine and say, like, okay, I will be right back. You can go.
Be careful, Boca.
I will.
Valdine heads back to camp?
No, Valdine stays right there, and he doesn't want to take his eyes off Boca.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm going to walk up toward the cemetery, and my plan is to cast Consecrate on the cemetery.
Okay.
I take some of the holy water that I made this morning, and I take the shavings that I stole from the bars, and I throw together my material components, channel through one of my rings, and just try and spray the whole cemetery down with just golden consecration energy.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Particularly those bone pile of bones.
Yeah, the good old pile of bones.
Give an extra spray, an extra second or two of spray on the pile of bones.
I just picture Boca in like a garden around. He's just spraying weed spray all over the garden. It's like gardening.
Okay. You consecrate the grounds and specifically the bones. And you feel the tug go away.
Oh.
Wow.
There's a... Itsy bitsy wiener, sorry, itsy bitsy teeny weeny tug left over, but it's nothing like it was before. It's like a slight unsettled feeling. Like, you probably wouldn't have noticed it if it hadn't been so strong before, but you can tell there's like a remnant of a tug left.
But mostly I feel just relieved. Like,
yeah, you feel it lessen to a point where it's only noticeable because you've had it before.
Okay, I feel better, yay. I immediately head back down to where Valdine's probably still standing there.
Oh yeah, he's still there.
Cool.
Bulka, you're back?
Yes, yeah. It's good.
You did it?
I think we got it. Okay.
Well, let's go tell the others. I'm glad you're safe.
Oh, this is a piece of cake. So easy. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
And we march back to camp victoriously. No, we don't feel crushing despair.
No, we feel successful optimism.
Expanded joy.
Expanded joy and successful optimism. And you return back to camp. And ladies, you can rejoin us.
All right.
Oh, that was fun. That was good.
Yeah, that was wild.
Marge, Vasilisa, about 30 minutes or so later, you guys see Bulka and Valdin come back.
How'd it go? Did you have fun?
No, it's not fun.
Did you do it?
I think everything may have caused... Yes.
We think so. It's hard to tell.
Put at rest the spirits of the children?
Yes. I must say the tug of, crossing over the second area is not completely gone, but is, 90% gone. The tug is gone, and the spirits from the graveyard are at rest, yes.
Okay, the spirit part, I guess, is the primary concern. Although, you know, hey, it's fine. How many people just wandering around here, and do we really have the emotional capacity to worry about?
All of them?
Yeah, you mean you'd think as many as possible, right?
Capacity is endless. It's your decision, I suppose.
I'm just saying, it has been such that some weak-willed person could be trapped in an illusion and invisible to people not trapped in an illusion until they die, but it has been that way for probably thousands of years. So, you made it much less dangerous and much better for the spirits trapped there. You know, I put down the evil spirits, you free the good ones. Bada bing, bada boom. Solved problem. Ulsgaard, 90% less terrible.
There is a possibility that we prevented the souls from getting trapped in the first place. It's possible. I do not know.
Do you think you traveled in time, Bulka? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
He does think so.
There's an easy way to check.
Yeah, how do we check?
Go back and see if the bones are there.
That's true.
Oh, but didn't...
Oh, wait, they were there.
They were there when he consecrated
it. They were there when I consecrated it.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly stuff.
So I did fail. Okay, never mind. I did not save anybody.
But you lessened the evil of the place.
Yes, you freed the spirits. That's all you tried to do, right?
Well, no, I convinced the entire town to head south.
Bulka, they are illusions.
Perhaps.
But Bulka, I don't know if you understand.
They were real people.
They were when they were not illusions. The illusions you
Look,
have
Marge
not...
has the magic somewhere in time, Penny, that can make her travel wherever she wants.
I don't think it's taken me anywhere.
It's just
a copper circle.
Pretty sure you have mixed up time travel magic with illusion magic. But you know what? It's okay, you're just a divine caster.
But how do you explain the differences between when you go there and you get something and that looks new, and then when you blip back, it looks old again, or vice versa?
Bulka, it looks new to you because you are succumbing to the illusion that it is new, but it has always been old.
Well, I suppose at least they're at the rest now.
Yes, that was the goal. You know what? I'm glad that you had an adventure in the illusion world and are safe.
Marge sticks the last of her tent and pack on the back of Ghost. Okay, so you know we're ready to go, yeah?
Yeah,
yes, we should be close to Ilsprin, so good job. We bypassed that terrible, guards, White Witch situation, and we did a good deed on the way. Proud of us. Also, Marge.
Yeah?
Remind me to tell you. Tomorrow or tonight late or something.
Okay.
About something from Ulsgaard.
No, you do not tell her. That is not the plan.
No, I am... What? I don't know what you're talking about, Bulka.
The plan was not to tell Marge.
Well, now you gotta tell me what's going on.
I would never make a plan to withhold information from Marge.
No, you did make that plan. You are just now breaking that plan.
You would make a plan and you would just break it.
I agreed with you that Marge might think something is useful, and I never promised not to tell her about it.
Oh, okay, now there's no sense in waiting now that you're all talking about it right now.
Okay, you know how Vasilisa likes to drink, like, a lot of blood sometimes?
Okay, that's excessive, but it is excessive. In the right context, sure.
Well, there is... she has this cup, and it requires sacrifice and...
Or just tea. I have not figured it out yet. Look, there's a chalice so blood of magic ritual...
that she does not fully understand.
Yes, but that is intended to allow to communicate across other planes with things far away and stuff.
So, you like with the children?
Maybe. Yes, or, you know, other things. Like my patron, Vara, maybe I could try to talk to, I don't know. Or other people far away in different planes of existence.
It's probably not important. You're right, Marge. We should just move on.
Anyway, I'm just letting you know I'm going to look into this chalice.
Okay. Marge doesn't know anything about different planes of existence or anything like this. Kind of like the closest she's come to there's other things going on out there. Mm-hmm. So it might take her a little bit to put two and two together.
No, and Vasilisa will wait.
But there's a lot of travel time where she'll be in her head.
Anyway.
So.
Yep. Sudden outburst from Marge all of a sudden.
Oh, hey, wait.
Damn it, Vasilisa.
I'm just saying I'm going to keep a potentially useful tool from... I want to inspect this and learn about it.
But don't tell Marge.
I would never keep a secret like that from Marge.
Oh, why are you thinking you had to keep it a secret from me anyway? If you're talking about the kids and your deities,
he'll try to use it. Oh. But you're smart enough not to use a magical item.
Oh, I don't know anything about magic.
Exactly.
I'm more worried she will convince someone else to use it for her.
Also, you're more worried that some of us will be convinced into using a ritual item we have not properly understood.
Okay, now I feel like you're talking about something more specific than what you've been telling me.
I think maybe Bulka does not trust my judgment.
I think we should get on the road.
Or someone else, like some other witch that we encountered, maybe not you.
Oh, no,
but
you should never trust any witch we encounter inside of Irsen, probably White Witch. Anyway, let's go. Putting snowshoes on.
Yeah, I think we were getting
just
ready
talking about
we're
Marge
talking.
Like she's not here.
Gosh, it's just we've like, gotten wait, so rude
guys.
As a party.
I'm right here. What are you not telling me? I think Bulka made it way more obvious than even Vasilisa did.
Because it wasn't even supposed to come up at all. It was supposed to not get mentioned.
I'm
so once it got mentioned, it was
a
like.
A 5-pound stone chalice in my backpack. It's going to get noticed.
Weighing on her heavily.
Indeed. That is 1/4 of my carrying capacity, I'll have you know. In fact, I'm putting that shit on Marigold right now. That's too much.
Oh, so you trust Marigold? You trust the donkey with this magic artifact?
Yes, I trust Marigold to carry my stuff. This has been established. I protect my ass, and then my ass protects me.
You're sure she is not a witch in disguise or some sort of...
Okay, no.
See, I'm paranoid, but I'm
not that
foolish.
You know what we should have done is, like, gone back in time, carved our initials into one of the buildings...
When it came forward and checked
to see if it's there. Then Vasilisa could really prove me wrong.
First test of time travel. Did any of us ask for the description of what the Desna mural on the wall was? Because I don't think any of us even
I don't think we did.
Asked what
I
it was.
I think we were just like, oh, cool, a Desna
cool.
mural.
It's a mural.
Bunch of dirty Varisians.
He's like, it's a mural. Do you got anybody want to know what it looks like?
It's
no,
Desna
we don't care.
Engaged in a threesome with her thruple. Desna, Shaylin, and Sarenrae. Yep.
And Milani is there.
Just getting it on.
Watching.
Is that what the mural was, James?
No.
Sexy times with three
nope.
goddesses?
Sorry. Unfortunately, no.
That's disappointing. But understandable. I mean, but that would explain why they hide it behind a tapestry. Can't let the kiddos see
Oh,
that.
What about the children?
It's only for
if
the evening
ceremony.
If it's
sexually explicit, you know?
Won't somebody
wink, wink.
Please think of the children?
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Well, I for one ready to get out of this place. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. And she hops on the back of Ghost and they start going in the front as usual.
Vasilisa okay. is staying in the middle, pulling the sled.
Middle-ish for Valdine as well.
Gary and Kappa have been taking up the rear, I think.
I think so.
Is Bulka up front with Marge or is he hanging back in the middle?
Bulk is up front, but he's looking over his shoulder back at the town like something's not right. Yeah, he's up front, but he's looking over his shoulder.
Okay. So you guys head out.
Yeah.
You start back on your trail. I need everybody to roll me a Perceptione check, please.
10.
18 for Vasilisa.
24 for Ghost and Marge.
Nice.
20 for Valdine.
Okay. On your guys' way out of town, you start working your way down out of this kind of mountain canyon range that you've been in for this past day. Marge, along the trail, there's a bit of a ravine off to your left. And as you are leading the charge and looking around, you see down there a chest that seems to have fallen, and it's laying partially shattered, but it's still there. The lid is closed. Just so you know.
Okay.
You also see parts of a wagon.
Okay. Well, that changes things a little. If it was just a chest, I think she might just let it go. But if there's parts of a wagon.
A very old wagon.
Something happened.
And it's down the ravine?
Yep.
Crap.
I think someone had a wagon accident.
You seem to be the only one who's noticed it.
Are you sure? I got a 10.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Even Valdine does not see.
I think she'll call for Valdine. Yep. Valdine?
Marge, what's going on?
I just noticed down there, you know, take a look down the ravine. Looks like a wagon crashed.
I see that, yeah.
Should we just keep moving on, or what are you thinking?
Oh, I see there's quite a bit of stuff down there.
I'm okay at... Yeah, I'm okay at climbing. I had to look real quick. I'm just not sure if, you know, it's worth the time to stop.
I wouldn't mind knowing what's in the chest down there that I see, but...
Maybe one of the, Kappa might be good at climbing, too?
You and her could go down together, you think, or...
We can give it a shot.
I'd be happier if one of you, if you had a rope between the two of you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know that I could climb this without a rope. Here.
I'll take the rope out and tie it off to a tree.
Hey, Kappa.
Securely.
Yes, Marge, what is it?
Are you any good at climbing?
I can climb. I am an okay climber.
Yeah, me too. We found this, looking down the ravine there. You can see there's a wagon.
Yeah.
And some stuff kind of strewn about. We're thinking that maybe you and I can go down, check it out real quick, see if there's anything important. Just a quick check.
Okay, yeah. I can definitely help with it.
We'll do it, you know, just a couple minutes, and then we'll be back.
I will grant Marge fortune. So you have a bit of good luck for one round. It's pretty immediate. Right before you start climbing, Vasilisa, you feel the warmth of summer go through you, and you get to roll twice and take the better result.
And Marge gives Kappa a +4 to her climb.
Oh, cool. Beautiful.
Okay, so let's try it. I will take that fortune.
Okay, good.
You have rope too.
Yes.
That you're holding on to.
Oh, nat 20 on her second roll from Marge.
Yeah, you guys scamper down the rope. Nice and easy. You get to the bottom. It looks like this was some kind of cart that slipped up top and tumbled down. So you see wheel spokes, all wooden. You see a couple super rusted pieces of metal. But you also see this chest. Seems to be splintered and broken. If you picked it up, it would fall apart, but the lid is still intact and lays over top of it.
Well, Marge will try and, not fully pick up the chest, but kind of, pick it up on one side to throw it over, and hopefully the contents will fall out when she does that.
Cool. You open the chest. Way to go.
Woo!
Inside the chest, you find a... engraved scroll case, a belt, a ring, 2 red stones, and a small pile of money.
Marge will fill her pockets and hand some stuff to Kappa so they can kind of share the load and climb back up. Should we roll another climb?
Yeah.
She is not interested in staying down there any longer. She has to.
Cool. Go ahead and roll climb.
Roll good. 13.
Yeah, you both climb your way back up with this new stash of stuff.
Well, looks like, let's get that rope all untied and back on.
Yeah, I'll take care of the rope.
All right.
Well, thank you, Valdine. What was down there, if anything, Marge?
Well, most everything was, you know, destroyed, damaged, whatnot. But there's a couple things here. I'm not sure what they are or what they're for. There's this, and she hands you an engraved scroll case.
I like scrolls, and I have a scroll case.
Oh, good. I'm glad you know what that is. I had no idea. And then there's this thing, and it's a belt. Maybe one of the guys could use this if they need help holding their pants up.
We should see if any of them are magical. Could you
maybe make a
little pile of the things and Bulka and I can look at them?
Sure. And she pulls a ring out and puts it down. And then there's two redstones and a small pile of money.
Okay. I would like to detect magic on the things.
So you guys have all of the things?
All of the things.
All of the things. Okay. You detect magic on all of the things.
Even the pile of money?
You guys said all the things. Do you not want to detect magic on the pile of money?
I just wanted to know.
It's just surprising that the money is magic.
I'm detecting magic on all of the things.
That's what I was surprised.
Including the money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to see if any of... Yeah.
Because that's what I heard.
What
and then you're like...
What if the coins are cursed?
Even on the money? And I'm like, you just said...
Well, normally money doesn't detect as magic.
Okay, cool.
We thought you were saying it detected as magical. Already.
No.
Oh, that's the misunderstanding.
Oh.
We are casting.
We thought you were saying.
Yeah, you said the money was magic.
Yeah, I'm casting detect
surprising.
Magic on the whole pile of things to see if any of it is magical.
And you said all of it
and
is.
And I am including the money just in case.
I don't remember saying this at all.
Yeah.
You well, said, you didn't say the money is
what
magical.
What you said is you detect magic.
On all the things.
On all the things. And we thought you meant you
including
detect
the
things as being magical.
Oh,
no.
You were saying,
you
I was,
you
were saying, oh, what you want to do.
You do this.
See,
you,
that was the misunderstanding.
Gotcha. You cast. So yeah, I said you detect magic, not you cast detect magic. That was my bad.
No, it's the same thing. It's cool.
So Marge will put everything she found into a pile.
Okay.
That was
and
comical.
And Vasilisa?
All right. I cast my spell. You know what? I add the potion I remember we never identified yesterday.
Ooh. Ooh.
Smart move.
To the pile to try again. Just to look again today.
You detect magic.
Because I recognize one of them. The potion I didn't identify was orange, bubbling, and some sort of evocation.
So you have the red bubbling potion. You already know that that detects as evocation. The ring detects as transmutation. You are detecting two kinds of magic coming from the scroll case. You detect enchantment and abjuration. There is one aura for each. And you also detect faint transmutation coming from the belt. And the money detects as nothing.
And the redstones?
Redstones are non-magical.
Cool. Okay.
They are indeed just gems. These are fire opals. There are two of them. They are worth 250 each.
Ooh. I'll start by saying, oh, look, these are fire opals. They're actually quite valuable.
Yeah, and those sell pretty well.
I assume there's something inside the scroll case. Possibly
yes.
Two things.
Yes.
What is engraved on the scroll case?
It is a wonderful... the scroll case is engraved with stars and butterflies. You open it up, there are two scrolls inside.
Sweet. I bet one's enchantment and one's abjuration.
You might be onto something.
Bulka, can you read magic today?
Oh, always.
Of course you can. Clerics, am I right? Would you mind telling me what these scrolls are? And I'll take a look at this belt.
Go ahead and give me a roll for the belt. Bulka, these are scrolls of resist cold and hold person.
Oh, okay. Yes, it says right here.
Okay, I understand. Rub salt in my can only cast four cantrips wound.
Yeah, so one is for hold person and one is for resist cold, which, you know, that tracks.
But it's not a spring-loaded scroll case, is it?
No, it is a regular scroll case that is ornately...
That's too fancy.
Nice.
Engraved.
Vasilisa gets very excited.
It's probably worth money.
Yeah,
but no, Vasilisa's very excited because she has more scrolls than fit in her two scroll cases. So she can now put more scrolls in a scroll case.
She's scroll rich.
So Vasilisa's going to keep the scroll case and the scrolls.
Cool.
And then... Her role for the belt identification is 20 total.
This is a bladed belt. Instead of being made of one continuous line of material, this belt consists of many bits of tanned leather joined by thick metal studs. On command, the belt's wearer can transform the belt into a single masterwork slashing or piercing weapon of her choice. As long as they are holding the weapon, they can also revert it back to belt form with a command. Furthermore, the belt can be enchanted like a piercing and slashing melee weapon, using the cost of the belt as the cost of the masterwork item.
This belt is super cool. If you come across someone who doesn't recognize what it is, it's like a weapon in disguise. Watch this. Vasilisa says the command word and whoosh! Masterwork. Stabby stab.
Oh, wow.
Dagger, I don't know. See? Pretty cool. And then she says the word again and it's a belt. Huh?
Huh? Well, that seems pretty handy if you need to sneak in somewhere without a weapon.
Indeed.
Yes, get past checkpoint.
Does anyone... Well, I mean... I'm sure it will be most useful in Vitethrone, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But who here is best at using piercing weapons of some variety?
Or slashing.
Or slashing. Who here is good I'm at looking using at Marge, blades?
We've seen Marge cut Marge people in is half pretty before. Good.
Marge, are you wearing Ooh. A magical belt right now?
Oh, I don't have any kind of belt at all.
Well, here you go. It is very fashionable and also magical. The belt is for you.
If you lose your sword, you'll be okay.
Okay, all right. Okay. What's with the ring?
Good question. 23?
Ring of Featherfall.
Ooh.
I'm wearing one magic ring, so I have one ring slot free. Who's most scared of falling, though? Because I technically have in a spring-loaded scroll case...
You start to fall, your scroll case spits out a scroll, you read it real quick.
That's the plan. If I remember correctly. Well, no, what if I don't? What if I didn't buy my scroll?
Well, Valdine and Boca have the crappiest climb checks, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be the ones that fall.
True. Yeah, I wouldn't mind wearing the ring if no one else wants it, but it's also easily could go to anybody.
I feel like I already have like the best ring possible, so I don't want a second ring.
Yeah, you got the cool ring.
Marge doesn't have any rings, but I think she's reflex-wise quick enough and smart enough to not get in a position to fall.
If no one else wants it, then until I hit the point where I can fly, I'm fine with being able to fall.
Well, Valdine said he'd take it.
But
so okay. He doesn't fall, so I think that's fine.
We'll have Valdine wear the
ring of Featherfall.
Because he can't exactly cast Featherfall on himself.
Vasilisa will be flying before we know it.
I hope so. That's my next hex. Hands down. Levitate. Gonna take it. I would like to try again to identify that potion.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's right. Go ahead.
Orange. Bubbly.
Balls.
Should have done it first.
I know.
Your big rolls.
21.
On the dot.
Nice.
Ooh.
It is an elixir of fire breath. This strange, bubbling elixir bestows upon the drinker the ability to spout gouts of flame. She can breathe fire up to 3 times, each time dealing 4d6 points of fire Whoa. Damage to a single target up to 25 feet away. The victim can attempt a DC 13 reflex to halve the damage. Unused blasts of fire dissipate 1 hour after the liquid is consumed. So you drink this, and then for the next hour, you can breathe fire.
Vasilisa... is going to
totally
let people know what it is, but then quietly pocket the potion without offering it to anyone else because I want to breathe fire.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you guys successfully loot the fallen down wagon in the mysterious chest that I definitely did not put there because I forgot to give you guys all that loot in a secret compartment found in the church. It was under a stone. When I had Valdine do the check, he got a 27 and I forgot the book. It's a DC 20. Oopsie doodles. Oh man, I wonder what else happened that they missed in the town that maybe I forgot about. I guess we'll just have to listen next time on the Dimension Door Podcast.
Press start.
Is that really it?
See, we never would have known you'd have forgotten that.
I know.
Said
I know. I wanted to say
never
something.
Know. It's okay. You're like me. You own up to your mistakes.
It's a good way to end.
Oh, that was a great noise. You find just overturned some loot. You just find some loot.
You find some loot. Find some shit. Way to go.
Loot's always good.
Thanks for listening to the Dimension Door podcast. Stay tuned for a promo from our friends at Dice Will Roll. If you're interested in what mysteries the town of Ulsgaard, our wonderful party, might have missed, you're in luck. Releasing on the 1st of December, members of our Patreon at the $10 periodic table of content tier will have access to a module version of our time in Ulsgaard, written and designed by myself and Elizabeth. This adventure will be completely fleshed out with spooky ghost town mechanics, stat blocks, maps, location descriptions. Basically, it's a fully standalone module, either for you to read and learn all the secrets the party missed, or to run it for a group of your own. I also have to mention that at that tier, you will gain instant access to a bunch of music tracks Zach composed for both our shows, and some wonderful thematic outtakes that never made it to air. Of course, all of this is thanks to our current patrons, including our executive producers, David Lester, Debbie Hawks, and Callie Rose. As I mentioned before, music and editing is by our own lovely Zach Kreitler. Bumper tracks from MDK Music, and some effects may be from Sirenscape.
Come listen to Dice Will Roll, the gayest Pathfinder podcast on the planet. We ask the hard questions like, is it morally acceptable to kiss a goblin? Is it cool to use spell slots to warm up leftovers? Would the gods be mad if I wrote slash fic about them? We're a group of four friends who play Pathfinder 2nd Edition every week and go on adventures like none other. We've just launched our brand new season, Extinction Curse, which follows the adventures of the Circus of Wayward Wonders as they put on the greatest show in all of Galarian and uncover ancient secrets and long-forgotten foes from a bygone era. If you like circuses, clowns, and a little bit of magic, come check us out, and make sure that no matter what, you keep it rolling.